This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club, because we're not just fans, we're a team. With 2 in 3 football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Good afternoon. You're listening to the warm-up on TalkSport. Max Rushton, Barry Glendenning here until 1:30. So Spurs go to Liverpool, 4:30 kickoff in the Premier League. Let's talk to Chris Cowlin from the Spurs Chat podcast. Chris, how are you? So you're on your way there, sitting in the car. How are you feeling?
Max, Barry, good afternoon. I'm feeling a bit nervous, obviously, because you look at the last three games that Spurs have played. You know, we got absolutely thumped at Newcastle, lost at home against Arsenal, and then, of course, on Thursday, lost in the manner that we did at Chelsea. So a little bit apprehensive about this game. It's a very difficult game for us because Anfield always seems to be a very difficult place to go for us. One win in the last 29 visits there. So it's going to be an interesting one. But I am fully behind Ange Postecoglou, even though that we've had these defeats. He's said openly a number of times since he came in that, you know, there is going to be a few bumps in the road. This seems to be a big pothole at the moment, but I think that the board really do need to back him and you know, progress us as a football club.
The Chelsea game was the first time I've seen Ange get visibly enraged on the touchline. Did you share his frustration with the Spurs players?
Absolutely, Barry. I think that Ange is certainly telling a number of these players the job that he wants them to do. And I like to see the passion from a manager like that, particularly how passionate he was that evening, because it's a London derby. You know, you want to see passion, you want to see grit, you want to see determination, and you want to see the hunger in these sorts of games. This is the business end of the season. This is when you are meant to be seeing, Spurs going for the Champions League spot. It looks like that has gone now. You know, the best we can hope for is a Europa League spot. But yeah, I absolutely did share that frustration with Ange. And it's so obvious that, you know, we are going through a major rebuild. We've lost Harry Kane. It looks like we're going to be getting Europa League football for next season. So there is progression. But so many more players need to come in. A lot of players need to go out the door. He said this in the press conference a couple of days ago. There needs to be major change still.
What players do you think he is talking about when he talks about players going out the door, and could Heung-min Son be one of them?
I wouldn't have thought Heung-min Son would go out the door this summer, because he brings so much more commercial value to the football club, and as our captain, Ange Postecoglou appointed him as captain. I think that Sonny always gives his absolute best, but you know, when you're going through a rebuild, you lost Harry Kane at the start of the season. Not many pundits, not many journalists, not many fans thought the Spurs would be going for a European spot this season. But there are so many players still at the football club that perhaps should have been moved on, years ago. Brian Hill, for instance, Giovanni Lo Celso. You've got Tongi Ndombele out on loan at the moment. He's our record signing. He hasn't delivered anything for us. I could go through every single player in the squad. There are so many players there that do need to be shifted out the door, and you do need major change. We are going through a rebuild, and as I've said, I think that this season will go down as a success for Tottenham, because we didn't play any European football. We played so well in those opening 10 games. I think that some people did get carried away. Some Spurs fans did get carried away thinking that we were going to be title contenders. That was never going to happen in Ange Postecoglou's first season. But it is about, you know, Ange said that the board share the same vision. It is about now that vision. It is about progressing the football club, moving forward and bringing in the players exactly what he wants. And by me saying that, I don't mean go out and splash hundreds of millions of pounds. It is about the right recruitment, buying the right players.
I definitely got carried away. I'll tell you that for nothing. And I do you worry? I guess the sort of lines of criticism for Ange are, he's really stubborn. I mean, you can see just a stubborn man, hates press conferences, clearly thinks they're ridiculous, but has to endure them. But do you worry that you know, Spurs have kind of been found out a bit? They were great. I mean, it was just amazing to see a midfielder pass it forwards for the first few weeks. I was like, I've not seen this for years. But do you worry that other teams and coaches who are smart, you know, Gary O'Neill, Eddie Howe, have looked at how Spurs play and go, we know how to play this now?
Max, it's not nice losing games, particularly three on the trot against your biggest rivals in Arsenal and Chelsea in the last couple of games. It's not easy watching that and seeing that. Yes, I think that we have seen glimpses of Ange Postecoglou where it really works. You know, those opening 10 games are absolutely brilliant. But, you know, a little bit of perspective and, you know, a little bit more open here, because we've had 7 managers in the last 5 years. Since Pochettino left, we replaced him with Jose Mourinho. We then waited 72 days for a new manager, Nuno Espirito Santo, come in. It didn't work. Conte, Mason, Stellini, now Ange Postecoglou. We have seen Ange ball work. We have seen it work in the Premier League. If he has the right personnel in, I believe that he can play the way that he wants to play. I think that some of these recent games, he hasn't been able to play the way that he wants to be and play, you know, going forward, because we haven't got the right players. You know, we are going through a major rebuild. I think a lot of people forget that. There have been, you know, there are a lot of players that have been at the football club for a long time. We've only just offloaded the likes of Eric Dier, for instance. You know, he was one of the scapegoats who people blame.
Oh, the line is... he's really slowed down. Presumably he's saying, and now Eric Dier's going to win the Champions League, but... that's a stressful thing. I hope we can get him back, because we do need to ask the Manchester City question, right? I mean, I totally agree with him, actually. Perspective is important, isn't it? At the start of the season, no one thought Spurs would challenge, even though I said they'd come second, because I was sort of blind optimism. And perspective does matter, right? Where you win your games doesn't really matter. I think we've got you back, Chris. Can you hear us?
No,
he can't.
What is the Manchester City question?
The Manchester City question is, do Spurs fans going to White Hart Lane Tuesday week Spurs play Manchester City want Spurs to win that football match? And the answer is almost certainly, well, I think, for most Tottenham fans, absolutely not. It must be quite liberating to not want to win a football match. I think when the game starts, you will just sort of intrinsically, your muscle memory will go, I want us to score and win. But at that moment, you won't. I think you're back, Chris. Have you got us? No, Chris. I mean, that's the funny. We can see him on the Zoom in his car. There he is. He can see us, but we can't speak to him. Feels like we might get on Clips of the Week, which is a dream for me, because it very rarely happens, Barry. Constantly.
That's because we're so good.
Well, you're absolutely
right. We never make mistakes.
Yeah. So anyway, look, Spurs play Liverpool. I think the chance of us getting anything is zero, but you never know. Could turn up.
I think it's a very good chance to get something. I mean, Liverpool haven't been pulling up any trees recently.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Form-wise, massively mid-table fixture, but, you know, it has an excitement about Liverpool's
play. I suspect there'll be a lot of goals in this game. And I have no idea who's going to get them, but...
No, that's a good point. We will see. That's sort of how it always, Charlie says, you can always end every football conversation with, we'll see. It's Max and Barry here until 1:30. Villa, the other side, going for the Champions League and looking like they've got it, really. They go to Brighton today. Dan Bardell, Villa fan broadcaster, will join us. We'll look ahead to the Villa game and all the other games with him in just a second.
Up towards the line, and it's going to be mighty close. Beaten by a nose. Get your stick.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club, because we're not just fans, we're a team. With 2 in 3 football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.